On patrol longboat Key Police Reports week of June 5, 2026 to May 29, vehicle, 7:25 p.m., Officer Miklos and Officer Tillman were dispatched to the intersection of Bay Isles Parkway and Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a disabled vehicle. Upon arrival, Officer Miklos observed the silver Cadillac SUV parked in the middle of the intersection. Officer Tillman and Officer Miklos attempted to get the vehicle into neutral without success. The driver advised he had a tow truck coming with a 20-minute estimated time arrival. The tow truck arrived on scene and removed the vehicle from the roadway. The three occupants of the vehicle were given a courtesy transport to the restaurant by Officer Tillman. Case clear. May 30th. Incident, 9:42 a.m., Officer Maple and Officer Nazarino were dispatched to Sands Point Road for a 911 hang-up call. Upon arrival, Officer Maple met with the manager who contacted the guest, who stated her children had been playing with the phone and no emergency was present. Officer Nazarino and Officer Maple met with the person to confirm the situation. Case clear. May 31st, disturbance, 7:17 a.m. Officer Nazarino was dispatched to the 5300 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a civil disturbance call. The call was in reference to a possible trespass. Upon arrival, Officer Nazarino met with the complainant who stated she was at her business this morning and was confronted by the subject who had previously been arrested for trespassing at the location. The complainant stated she was preparing to leave town for a few days when the subject showed up and became argumentative with her. The complainant stated the subject was homeless, and when he drinks, he becomes verbally abusive. The complainant also confirmed she has given him access to the property with keys and biometrics access. Additionally, the complainant recently paid bond to allow subject release from custody. The subject reportedly beds down in the vegetation between the Publix and CVS. After interviewing the complainant, Officer Nazarino canvassed the area of her business and the reported area near Publix with negative results. Prior to departing the area, the complainant stated she had locked her business and no one should be in the establishment for the next few days. Upon her return, she intends to change the locks, but based on continued patterns between the two, Officer Nazarino did not believe the course of action would be followed through. Numerous contact between the two and the police department has occurred in the past with the same recommendations. Since the subject could not be located, the complainant was advised to immediately call 911 for any further interactions, and more frequent business checks in the area will be completed by this officer today. Case clear. Person, 11:50 a.m. Officer Maple was dispatched to the 5500 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive in reference to a 50-year-old man who was on the property of the hotel and acting strange. Upon arrival, Officer Maple spoke to the complainant, who stated a white male and been around her unit and others three times today, stating he was going to spend the night with the tenant, whom he did not know. The employee confirmed the complainant's account of the event and stated the man gave his phone number. He was wearing a black jacket, black sunglasses, black shorts, and riding a black Harley-style motorcycle. The man was talking to the woman about having a sexual issue and was straightforward about what he wanted to do with her sexually. Both the women did not feel threatened, but thought the individual was off his medication, which he claimed to have left his medical marijuana on the beach. The man was also seen swimming in the pool and doing tricks with his motorcycle in the parking lot. The subject left prior to Officer Maple's arrival and headed northbound on Gulf of Mexico Drive. Search of the island-wide flock system for bicycles and motorcycles did not provide any matching results. Officer Maple left a voicemail on the phone number. Additionally, the complainant and mentioned person were instructed to call 911 immediately if the man returns. Both also confirmed no threats were made, and the subject just seemed to be seeking attention. Case clear. Vehicle, 8:45 a.m. Officer Miklos, while on patrol in the 6000 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive, when he was approached by a woman who lives on North Shore Road. She said she has noticed an SUV parked in the parking lot that does not belong to any resident or guest. The woman believed that the occupants are young men who fish and smoke off a private dock behind the condos. Upon arrival, Officer Miklos conducted a check of the parking lot and was not able to find the SUV. Officer Miklos spoke to the woman in the parking lot, who confirmed the vehicle had left prior to the officer's arrival. Officer Miklos advised the woman that the HOA can tow the vehicle, due to it being on private property. Additionally, Officer Miklo spoke to the woman about issuing a trespass warning to the men due to them being on private docks fishing. The woman was advised to call dispatch next time she observed the men or the vehicle in the area. Case clear. June 1st, Citizen Assist 11 a.m., Officer Castro was dispatched to Bay Isles Parkway in reference to a broken waterline. Upon arrival, Officer Castro confirmed that a waterline was accidentally broken by a company named CableLink, installing a fiber optic cable. Officer Castro notified the public works about the incident, and they immediately responded to the area. The scene was turned over to public works. Case clear. June 2nd, medication, 5 p.m. Officer Troyer responded by phone to the hotel in reference to a missing prescription. Officer Troyer spoke with the complainant, who reported on May 29th she noticed some of her prescription was missing. She said she brought 90 pills and should have 60 pills, but she could not confirm this because she did not count the pills either. The complainant said the following day, she noticed her pills were gone. The complainant could not find the pills and looked everywhere. The woman said she asked her daughter and husband if they could find the pills, but was unable to locate them. The woman said they were the only people with access to the room, as they did not elect to have a cleaning service. The woman said she contacted the hotel office, and they did not have any pill bottles turned in either. Officer Troyer responded to the hotel and spoke with the front desk staff. The staff reported no pill bottles were turned in either. Case clear. Person, 8:42 p.m., Officer Miano responded to Channel Lane for a suspicious person. On scene, and interviewed the complainant on scene. The complainant related, an unknown woman approached his property and requested she exit the property. The complainant further related, the woman appeared to be intoxicated, and described her as a 60-year-old white woman wearing a Penn State sweatshirt. He further advised she was last seen walking northbound on Gulf of Mexico Drive from his property. Officer Miano searched the surrounding area with negative results. No further calls in the area for the woman, case clear. June 3rd, disturbance, 3:30 p.m. Officer Maple was dispatched to the 1600 block of Gulf of Mexico Drive for a disturbance call in reference to a man in his 40s acting strange in one of the rooms. Upon arrival, Officer Maple met with the complainant who stated the man who was in one of the rooms was acting strange. This morning, the staff had done a previous welfare check on the man who became upset, took off his t-shirt and became verbal with staff. Officer Nazarino and Officer Maple spoke with the man who acted as he had been drinking. The man stated he was waiting for his meal, staff confirmed food was never ordered, and had got upset with staff for bothering him without his food. The hotel staff went inside the room as Officer Nazarino and Officer Maple stood by to check for damage. Minimal damage to curtains were observed. The man was not a disturbance outside his room, and was eating, drinking, and was taking minimal but acceptable care of himself. Officer Maple informed the man that any further incidents could result in possible legal action. The hotel staff agreed to watch over him and call 911 in the event of any additional incidents. Case clear. June 4th, Health, Safety and Welfare, 3:18 p.m. Officer Nazarino was dispatched to Evergreen Way for a welfare check. The caller reported a boy inside a home alone, crying, with a dog barking. Upon Officer Nazarino's arrival, he heard the dog barking and observed a dog jumping up and down at the front door. No responses to their knock at the door, and nothing seemed to be out of place. A neighbor called tenants at the pool to inform them of the police at the front door. The mom arrived and said her son was at the pool with her. Officer Nazarino found the son, and he was safe with no issues. The mom explained that they were up in the room throwing a ball against the wall, which caused the dog to bark. The noise alerted a neighbor who knocked on the door and asked if the boy was safe, to which he replied, no. When he was questioned, the boy said he was joking with his mom and did not know who was knocking on the door. Case clear.